football in this country going nicely. The Asian Cup has been really well handled, I think, within Australia. There's been only criticism of Suncorp and the turf.
That's about it.
Everything else has been running beautifully, and I'm sure David Gallop is happy. G'day, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
It's gone nicely from your point of view.
Yeah, it's definitely exceeded expectation. I think we always knew that the Socceroos games would be well supported, but we've been pleasantly surprised at the way people have got out and supported the other games. Great opportunity for people to celebrate their cultures and their heritage, and there's been a real festival feel to the whole tournament.
And the great thing is, mate, the Socceroos are winning.
Yeah, that's certainly been a huge bonus. We're really proud of how the boys have gone. We gave Ange the job 12 months ago to regenerate the team on and off the field, and he had mixed results along the way as he tried out lots of players.
Yep.
But we made big changes off the pitch as well. Our sports science has had an overhaul. We've got Craig Duncan, who's done work with the New South Wales State of Origin team, involved, and the boys are fit. They're raring to go for Saturday night, and we're really proud of them.
Yeah, what sort of state is Ange in? Because I'm sure he had moments, Dave, where he maybe second-guessed what he was doing. Mm. The results weren't coming, but he stuck to his guns, and, I mean, he can say, see, I told you. Is he calm at the moment?
Yeah, look, he's always calm, and he never was anything other than calm about what had happened over those friendlies where we came out on the wrong side of the scoreline a few times. He always said he wanted to try a whole lot of players, give them exposure to the Socceroos. I think he tried over 40 players, and you've seen the way he's rotated the squad during this tournament. He knows what he's doing, Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Would it have been better to have another 60,000 of that game last night at ANZ Stadium?
Oh, that was just the way the cookie crumbled, really. I mean, we crossed over the draw when we lost to South Korea.
Sure.
But it was great for the Hunter Valley and Newcastle last night. That's an important football area for us and important for the legacy of the tournament. We'll certainly go back to Newcastle at some point because it is important to us. But we'll get 80,000 out at ANZ on Saturday night, and that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it will be. Timmy Cahill, mate, was saying that they've had fanfare everywhere they've gone, but being in Newcastle and the area, it was more intense than anywhere, so that was great.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those situations that boys are not used to where fans were camped outside the hotel over the last few days, and that's one of the things for these guys. They come from all corners of the globe to come home to play for the Socceroos. It doesn't happen very often, and they've been loving that as well.
Dave, when you get to the world stage, the FIFA conferences, so on and so forth, will it add a little bit of weight to now your position that you'll hopefully be the Asian Cup champions?
Oh, definitely, TK. I mean, we're relative newcomers to Asian Football Confederation. It's a really smart move by Frank Lowy and the FFA to move out of Oceania into Asia. But we are newcomers, and it's great for us to have success whatever level we're playing in Asia, but this is the big one, and to make the final, we'll cement our place in Asian football.
And anything outside of that, mate, that's keeping you busy at the moment?
Oh, yeah, look, there's always things going on. Obviously, we've still got some concerns about the Jets.
Yeah.
The A-League kicked off again last weekend, and we're looking forward to that coming back into full swing over the next couple of months, building towards the final in May. But, yeah, there's always stuff going on.
Where are you at with the Jets?
So we've given the owner some deadlines around some of the liabilities that the club's got. Those are pretty imminent. We need to see some action operationally, financially. The club's not on a stable footing, and we need to see action quickly.
Okay.
All right. Will they see out the season?
I think we recognise that it's an important part of our 10-team comp. But we also need to see some things done up there.
Yeah, well, he says he wants to get involved, Tinkler, doesn't he? That he wants to sort of get in on the day-to-day running of it. That was the last thing I read.
Yeah, he's made a major change of direction, having said that he couldn't wait to see the back of owning the club. He's now said that he's fully committed. So that's fine, but action speaks louder than words.
Yeah,
I hear Clive Palmer wants to get back involved. Sorry about that. Sorry. Dave, Timmy Cahill, with what we've seen throughout this Asian Cup, Any chance you can talk him out of retirement from the Socceroos?
Oh, I think he'll keep going as long as Ange keeps picking him.
Okay.
His club career is a little bit up in the air. Speculation in the papers this morning that he might end up in Asia.
Yeah.
Got a year to run on his Red Bulls contract in New York. He's pretty valuable commodity at the moment, Timmy, with the way he's scoring goals and his enthusiasm on the park, the way he's galvanised our guys, means he's a really great team member.
Yeah, I can't get over, having had a number of chats with him, how confident he is, but he's doing it in a nice way. It's not arrogance. Mm. He's so confident in his ability.
Yeah, I think Tim's one of those Australian sportsmen who's come through from, just playing in the park and dreaming one day that he could be on the big stage, and he never forgets that. He's always humble about his achievements.
And finally, Dave, just the pathway. We often talk about the number of juniors that play the game, and is there a hurdle that they can't jump when they sort of hit early teenagers and beyond? Is there a pathway change at all, or are you happy with the development in this country?
It's an interesting question, Slats. We're doing some work at the moment on our pathways and making sure that we move more to the system that exists around the world, where A-League clubs run academies right down into the junior ranks, and kids can see a very defined pathway. These are elite kids, obviously, but we need to make sure that kids who are just playing for fun are catered for as well. The game's booming at grassroots, and we need to capture that opportunity.
Dave, always good to chat. Even better to chat after the Socceroos have had a victory like they had last night, 2-0 over the UAE. And good luck on the weekend.
Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.
There he goes, David Gallop. Obviously delighted with the way the Socceroos are currently going after a very rough patch to the start of Ange Postecoglou's
career. It wouldn't be a flop, but it would feel like a flop if the Socceroos were out now. You're running into the final and you can't sort of build up your own. So it's nice that they're playing well.